But this has been on for years. It just didn't start last week. We always do a clean up on that road every year. But you know, troops are getting really fed up. It's not that there's a couple of bags. Like last year, it was hundreds upon hundreds of bags we collected. And indeed, I highlighted it at the very first MD last April when I was co-opted into the council. And you know what? It's only worse it's got. And I don't know what we're going to do about it. That's the biggest problem, because nothing seems to be deterring it.
Now, Councillor Malloy had talked about that he'd asked for signage to be put up, but it hadn't. There was works to go on to see that sorted. But what the discussion in that chamber was about was signage isn't really going to have an effect, because the people who are doing it, to be very blunt, don't really care about a sign.
Yeah, well, I think since that meeting, myself and Councillor Malloy met, and we were on that road, and like we identified, there's 13 different places now. There's light up and going on. So I don't know how many signs you'd want. You know, you would have the place littered with signs. It's going on that many places. And it just seems to be, now that it's been fired out of cars, there's a lot of forestry, for your listeners that doesn't know that road, there'll be quite a bit of forestry along that road. And it's been end up now hanging on trees. There's rubbish bags hanging off trees, you know, so it's an ongoing occurrence. But I don't think signage is going to solve this issue. But now, in one of the areas last week, the litter warden came out and we found names in it. You know, so hopefully we'll get a few names or something sorted with that now that they'll follow up on it.